The top end of the lake at the Douve. A mosaic of habitats, reed beds, peat bogs, ponds, woods, lawns. This diversity is home to a wide variety of plant species. You can see different reeds such as Phragmites or bulrushes. These plants grow with their roots in the water at the edges of ponds and lakes. Gradually, the reeds fill in the ponds and their decomposition forms a soil that allows the willows to take root. The willows, in turn, dry out the soil and then allow the forest to take hold. Without sufficient water supply, maintenance is necessary so the wetland does not dry out. Peat is formed from the decomposition or fossilisation of plant matter by microorganisms in the soil, saturated with water and low in oxygen. This process is very slow, on average 5 centimetres per century. If you dig 20 centimetres in the peat, you go back 400 years. This nutrient-poor environment is home to special vegetation, sphagnum moss that can absorb 20 times its weight in water, carnivorous sundews feeding on insects, or cotton grass with cotton-like seeds. The bog is a natural reservoir of water, absorbing overflow in winter and releasing it in summer. It's also an excellent carbon dioxide store, twice as effective as the forest, thus limiting global warming. Diverse aquatic fauna. These aquatic habitats are essential for many animals. In January, you'll find gelatinous clumps in the pools of the undergrowth. This is the spawn of the common brown frog laid in this cold, shallow water. Once the eggs are laid, the tadpoles are left to their own devices and the adult frogs return to their terrestrial life. In the spring, newts return to the ponds for breeding and are more visible in the evening. You can easily see the little palmate newt, of which only the hind legs of the male are webbed. While searching, you may also identify the alpine newt with its orange belly or the large marbled newt with its spectacular green colouring. In addition to these amphibians, one reptile also appreciates the freshness of wetlands, and that is the viviparous lizard. This lizard does not like strong heat and gives birth to already formed young, hence its name. From April, you can hear the European tree frog calling. This frog, with a beautiful green colour, climbs in the vegetation with its fingers equipped with suction cups. Its croaking carries for several hundred metres. Up close, it's deafening. From May, the jerky-like song of the Eurasian reed warbler resounds in the reed bed. This warbler, returning from Africa, has built its cradle-like nest in the middle of the reeds. If its song is easy to hear, the singer is very difficult to see. The end of spring will offer you the spectacle of large dragonflies, the broad-bodied chaser with the flattened abdomen, or the black-tailed skimmer on the lookout from their perch, the blue emperor, the largest dragonfly in Europe, and the mosaic darners patrol and pursue their prey in flight. In summer, you hear new sounds in the reeds. These will be from the reed-bred specialist insects, such as the large marsh grasshopper with its red shins, or a bush cricket, the short-winged conehead.